Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You'll hear a tour guide talking to a group of people. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You will now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sally, and I will be your tour guide on tomorrow's excursion to Brighton. Now, there's lots to tell you because it's a very full day with many things to see and do. So first things first. The coach will be outside the town hall, which is to the left of the hotel, at 8 o'clock. Please make sure you are on time and ready to board the coach when it arrives, as it's a busy road and the driver can't stop for long. We will be in Brighton at 10 o'clock and you'll be dropped off at the Pool Valley coach station, which is very close to the seafront. We'll start our guided walking tour at 10:15 and we'll have a leisurely wander around the famous Brighton lanes for half an hour. The lanes are the original part of Brighton. They used to be narrow streets lined with fishermen's cottages, but now they are more famous for boutiques and jewellers. At 11 we'll go to the Royal Pavilion, which was once a royal palace. You'll probably all fancy a quick drink before the guided tour starts at 11:30. You can either sit inside the palace cafe or you can enjoy the summer weather in the Pavilion Gardens cafe. Lunch will be at 12:45 till 2 o'clock at the wonderful Donatello's restaurant. This is where the celebrities like to eat. There are two set menus on offer for us tomorrow. The two-course meal costs $6.95 and if you are hungry, there's a three-course meal for only $8.95. Non-alcoholic drinks are included in the price. The afternoon will be busy with a trip to the Brighton Museum and Art Gallery. This has recently been refurbished and it's worth a visit. The guided tour is free of charge for those who are interested. From 3 to 5 in the afternoon you are free to explore Brighton seafront. Particularly worth visiting are the artist studios on the beach, the aquarium and of course Brighton Pier. Finally, to round off the day, we will be going for cream tea at the beautiful Grand Hotel, so forget any diets you may be on. Then it's a 5-minute walk to the coach station for a 6 p.m. departure. Now, are there any questions?
Now listen again.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sally, and I will be your tour guide on tomorrow's excursion to Brighton. Now, there's lots to tell you because it's a very full day with many things to see and do. So first things first. The coach will be outside the town hall, which is to the left of the hotel, at 8 o'clock. Please make sure you are on time and ready to board the coach when it arrives, as it's a busy road and the driver can't stop for long. We will be in Brighton at 10 o'clock and you'll be dropped off at the Pool Valley coach station, which is very close to the seafront. We'll start our guided walking tour at 10:15 and we'll have a leisurely wander around the famous Brighton lanes for half an hour. The lanes are the original part of Brighton. They used to be narrow streets lined with fishermen's cottages, but now they are more famous for boutiques and jewellers. At 11 we'll go to the Royal Pavilion, which was once a royal palace. You'll probably all fancy a quick drink before the guided tour starts at 11:30. You can either sit inside the palace cafe or you can enjoy the summer weather in the Pavilion Gardens cafe. Lunch will be at 12:45 till 2 o'clock at the wonderful Donatello's restaurant. This is where the celebrities like to eat. There are two set menus on offer for us tomorrow. The two-course meal costs $6.95 and if you are hungry, there's a three-course meal for only $8.95. Non-alcoholic drinks are included in the price. The afternoon will be busy with a trip to the Brighton Museum and Art Gallery. This has recently been refurbished and it's worth a visit. The guided tour is free of charge for those who are interested. From 3 to 5 in the afternoon you are free to explore Brighton seafront. Particularly worth visiting are the artist studios on the beach, the aquarium and of course Brighton Pier. Finally, to round off the day, we will be going for cream tea at the beautiful Grand Hotel, so forget any diets you may be on. Then it's a 5-minute walk to the coach station for a 6 p.m. departure. Now, are there any questions?
That is the end of part 3.